Dalet Amid Beis. The word to Omalei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak LeRava, which is towards the bottom of Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. It's below the Tosus Amonish Shebishtar Kamisadi. So if you count on about 5-6 lines below that, the first words in the line is Ein Malin, and that was the sugi that we learned last week about the question of whether Aiden, when they signed the Shtar, they testified to the appellation that was added to his name, that the Lov is a Kohen, you know, and that proves that they're testifying that they know he's a Kohen. So I found out that there's a shach on that, which I hope to research. But for our sugi tonight, we're talking about the din of Ma'ula Halos. That's really the name of the sugi, Ma'ula Halos, meaning not in the case of a shtar, because that the Gemara says, no, you can't establish the Cheskas Kahuna based on the fact that there are Edom signed on a shtar and his name is Reuven HaKohen. That's not going to be a proof. But perhaps the fact that he is no seis kapov, nobody put a fuss about it, nobody objected to the fact that he went up to Duchen, that itself should establish that he wouldn't have the chutzpah to do such a thing if he wasn't a Kohen. It's a kind of a proof that he's a Kohen. Omalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak LeRava Ma'ula Ha'alos Minasiyas Kapayim LeYuchsin. Now keep in mind that there was a whole mix-up with Yuchsin, and this took place way back at the time of the end of Bayis Rishon and before Bayis Sheni, you know, during that 70-year period of time, and Ezra, and people were marrying out of the faith. It was one of those periods of Jewish history, and therefore they made a big fuss about how to determine that this Kohen did not, at some point in his ancestry, maybe his father, his grandfather married a Goyita, and therefore he's a Cholol, and he doesn't have rights to Kahuna. So if we want to be Malahim LeYuchsin, that means we can marry him off as if he were a kosher Kohen and not a Cholol. We need some sort of proof to that effect. And Rav Nachman is asking Rava, is it sufficient that he went up to Duchen and nobody objected to that? Does that itself serve as a proof, as evidence, that he's a Kohen Miyuchas? That there's no admixture of non-Jewish blood that would generate Chalolos? And Rava's response was that, as you guessed it, it's a controversy, it's a machlokas. Pluta, the Rav Chizda, v'Rav Avina. Okay, fine, says Rav Nachman, Hilchasa Mai. How do we pask it? Omalei, so here Rava added something to Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman wasn't aware of. Ana masnisa yodana. I know a brisa. And from this brisa, we can determine what the halacha is. So we're going to be spending quite a bit of time on the following brisa. Disanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gdola Chazoka. He's going to learn the whole parsha in Ezra Nehemiah, about how they treated those who came back with Ezra from Bavel to settle in Eretz Yisrael when they got the green light to do so, leading up, of course, to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni, and the fact that Ezra wanted to investigate the Kohanim in advance of establishing the Beis HaMikdash and knowing which Kohanim could actually serve in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning they were Kohanim Ksherim and not Kohanim Chalolim. And what we're going to see is that there are two categories of proof and there are two parallel corresponding categories of Kahuna, and we're going to match them up. And one category of proof is going to be a Chazaka, and the higher category, if we jack it up, is going to be Edim. Chazak is going to be relied on without Edim, but only to a certain limit, to a certain point, not beyond. it's not going to be good enough to allow the Kohen to serve in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen Kosher. For that we need two Eidim. That's called Yuchsin.
And that's called Yuchas.
But yet there's something, says Rabbi Yossi, about Chazaka that makes it great. And in general we know that a Chazaka is enough to establish an Iser or a Heter. Let's say, for example, until you prove that the animal was shechted properly, it has a Chazkas Iser. Or for example, if you have a Tahar and you want to establish that he's a Tamei and he's not allowed to go into the Migdash, then we assume since his Cheskas Heter was, or in the case of a woman, her Cheskas Heter was that she's not married and she can marry anyone, the burden of proof is on you to establish Iser against the Cheskas Heter. And even if Beis Din decides that they don't want to rely on the Chazaka, the Torah itself relies on a Chazaka. Again, Eidim are always more powerful than a Chazaka. So if you have a conflict, a contradiction between Eidim and the Chazaka, like let's say, for example, the mikveh has a Chazaka that has 40 sa, but two Eidim testify that we know that so many people went into the mikveh that it no longer has 40 sa, we believe the two Eidim even against the Chazaka. And therefore, for example, a woman could have a cheskas heter because we have no reason to assume that she got married, but if two Eidim testify that we saw her get married, they undermine the chazaka. But yet Rabbi Yossi says that in the absence of any hakhasha on the part of Eidim, chazaka in and of itself is very powerful. And somehow Rabbi Yossi is going to demonstrate this by telling us, based on the Psukim in Ezra Nehemiah, how reliable the Chazaka was at the time of Ezra, when Klal Yisrael came up with Ezra from Bavel after the Bayis Rishon was destroyed, and the Kohanim wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to see in the Psukim that what happened is that Ezra demanded what's called a Ksav Yuchsin, which is some sort of a document. Again, every document has to be signed by Eidim, but that document testifies to the fact that their parents were ksherim. There was no admixture of halalus. And again, as we said before, the reason for this is because there was a lot of intermarriage going on at that point outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Now we have the ingathering of the exiles, although not that many Jews actually came, but those Jews who did came, we had to check them out and see whether or not the Kohanim amongst them could serve in the Bayis Sheni when it would be built. Shenemar. And now the Pasuk gives a whole list of those who claimed that they were Kohanim. Umibnei HaKohanim, amongst those who came from families of Kohuna, there was, number one, the Bnei Chavaya, there was Bnei Hakotz, the Bnei Barzillai. And why were they called Barzillai? Asher lokach mibnos Barzillai ha-Gil'adi Isha, because their father married a girl from Gilad, from the family of Barzillai. That's why they were called the children of Barzillai. Vayikor al-Shmam, so they took on that name of the family of their mother, namely Barzillai. And Ela Bikshuk Sav HaMisyachsim, with regard to all these families, the Bnei Chavya, the Bnei Kotz, the Bnei Barzillai, Ezra and Nehemiah were demanding a Ksav Yuchsin in order to permit them and validate their ability to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Velo Nimtzo, and they weren't able to come up with Ksav Yuchsin. Vayigoalu Min HaKohuna, and therefore they were rejected, or shall we say disqualified, from Kedushas Kohuna, because they couldn't come up with a Shtar Yuchsin. And Vayomer HaTirshasa, and that's what Nehemiah, who was called the Tirshasa, came from Tarshish, that's what he told them, Lahem, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh HaKadoshim, they cannot serve in the Mikdash, they cannot eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We'll see later on what Kodesh HaKadoshim is. Adamod Kohen L'Urim V'Tumim. After Mashiach comes, then we're going to ask the Urim V'Tumim about each one of these families that doesn't have a Ksav Yuchsin to clarify through the Urim V'Tumim whether or not they are Kohenim K'sherim. whether there was any chas v'shalom admixture of psul in their family heritage. And that's only going to happen when the Kohen Gadol is restored and he's able to access this information from the Urim V'Tumim, which is one of the Shmona Big Day Kohen Gadol, and that had on it, of course, the 12 precious stones, each one representing another Shevet, and it was divided into two halves, and the Kohen Gadol would carry this Urim V'Tumim on his heart, and whenever they had to ask a question like, should they go out to battle or not, they would wait for the lights on the different stones to light up so that they could form letters and know whether they should go out or shouldn't go out. All this was true during Bayis Rishon, but right before the end of the period of Bayis Rishon, which if I'm not mistaken was 410 years, but towards the end of that period, when Yeshayo was the Melech, at that point they weren't able to function and access the Urim V'Tumim. And not only that, in Bayis Sheni, this is a sugya in Yuma, there was no Urim V'Tumim. There were many things that were missing in Bayis Sheni that were in existence in Bayis Rishon. Like, for example, the Aron was missing, and the Kapores, the Kruvim, the Esh didn't come from Shomayim in Bayis Sheni. There was no Ruach HaKodesh during Bayis Sheni. There was no Urim V'Tumim. So Nehemiah said to them, look, you're going to have to wait until Mashiach comes, and then we can ask the Urim V'Tumim whether you're Kohanim Ksherim, but in the meantime, you cannot serve in the Mikdash, you can't eat Kodesh Kadoshim, because you are not Bechezkas Ksherim until you can produce a Shtar Yuchsin. Okay, so how does this Braisa prove to us Gdola Chazaka? I mean, so far we haven't established any sort of yuchsin for these Kohanim. So what's the greatness of Chazaka here? So in order to figure that out, the Gemara says you have to read the Braisa very carefully. When Nehemiah told them that they're excluded from Kahuna, he said, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim. Now Kodesh Hakadoshim is a reference to Karbonos. Right, the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the Chatos and from the Shlomim, not from the Ola, but all the other Karbonos. So Amar Lahem, this is what Nehemiah told them. He said to them, Harei Atem Bechezkastem, meaning you're excluded from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, meaning the real Makoy Kodshim from the Mizbeach, but he didn't say to them, Lo Yochlu Mitruma. Truma is not called Kodesh Kadoshim, implying that they would be allowed to eat Truma. So then, what's the basis, if they didn't have a Ksav Yuchsin, to allow them to eat Truma? And the Gemara answers, Bameh Hayisem Ochlin Bagola, what did you eat in Bavel? Bekodshe Agvul. In other words, any sort of Truma that they had in Bavel was called Kodshei Gvul, and that's Truma which they could eat outside the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't have the status of Kodesh Kadoshim, and that's what they ate even before they came to Eretz Yisrael. Afkan, so too here in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat me Kodshei Gvul, but Kodshei Gvul meaning from Truma, but not from Kodesh Kadoshim, meaning Kodesh Kadoshim is Kodesh Mizbeach, it's not Kodesh Gvul, it cannot be eaten outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But what were they used to eating outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Golos? They were eating Truma. We'll have to see exactly whether it's Truma Doraisa, Truma Derabanan. But in any event, Ezra says, I can block you from eating Kodesh Kadoshim because that's not what you were doing in the Gola, in the Chutz La'aretz. But I cannot block you from eating Truma in Eretz Yisrael. As far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, we're going to rely on a Chazaka. And what's this Chazaka? The Chazaka is that if you ate Truma in Chutz La'aretz, you can continue eating Truma in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chazaka, the status quo, the din that continues. As far as eating Kodesh Kadoshim is concerned, for that you need a Ksav Yuchsin, because there is no Chazaka. So once we have this Safek as to whether that the Ksherim, we cannot allow them to be Koshel Yuchsin without a Ksav Yuchsin. But nevertheless, Nechemiah was not mafkir them from their chazak of what they did in the past, and therefore, since in the past they were eating truma, he allowed them to continue eating truma. So now, Rava, did I get the name right? Is it Rava? Yeah. Rava wanted to say that I'm going to prove from this brisa that from the Sias Kapayim, we could use the term halah. What does it mean? He says here that Rabbi Yossi says, and in the beginning of his presentation, Gdola Chazaka. It means that we continue whatever they were knowing in the Gola, they continue here in Eretz Yisrael. If that be the case, then Rava says, let's apply that to Nesias Kapayim. When they were in Gola, the same Kohanim that ate Truma also duchened, you know, they bestowed the blessing on the people. So if that's what they did in Gola, then Nechemiah would not be mafkir them from that which they did in the past, because that Chazok continues to exist. He was only mafkir them, Nechemiah, from Achilas Kodesh Kadosh, which they didn't eat in the Gola. Okay, fine. So now we have a situation where the Kohanim that were coming from the Gola could continue their practice here in Eretz Yisrael. A, they could continue eating Truma, and B, they could continue being Nosei Eskapayim, but they weren't kosher for Yuchsin. So now we have a problem. Why? Because Isal Kedaitach Malin Minisi Eskapayim LiYuchsin, if you're going to maintain that once a person is assumed to be a Kohen, as far as Nesi Eskapayim, then ipso facto we assume there's a Kohen kosher, then we don't understand the parasha that we just learned in Ezra, because Hani, these families, let's call them the Bnei Chaviah, the Bnei Kotz, etc., how did Nechemiah allow them to continue to be Nosias Kapayim when you maintain that Maile Minisias Kapayim Liyuchsin? And we just finished saying that Nechemiah insisted that they produce a Shtar Yuchsin, and it'll absent Shtar Yuchsin. We can't assume that they have Yuchsin Ksherim. We can't allow them to work in the Migdosh. Is Kema de Parsi Yodayu, Osi Lasukinu, we should assume that if they were Nosias Kapayim, then ipso facto, they are considered Kohanim Yuchsin. So there's a stira, there's a contradiction in Ehu Behi in what Nechemiah paskin for them. On the one hand, he paskin that they cannot eat from Kodesh Kadoshim until they prove and establish their Yuchsin with a Shtar Yuchsin. And on the other hand, are you going to tell me that he allowed them to be Nosei Kapayim? And that we have to say, because as Rabbi Yossi says, Gdola Chazaka, that Nechemiah did not block them or prevent them from continuing their minigin chutzlah. So how do we reconcile the fact that on the one hand he allowed them to be Nosei Eskapayim, on the other hand he didn't allow them to work in the Migdash and maintain and assume the status of a Kohen Miyuchas? Because if you're telling me Malin Minasias Kapayim Liyuchsin, that both Nasias Kapayim and Yuchsin are interchangeable, then we would have to equate the two. The answer has to be, says Rava from this parasha, that Ein Milin Minasias Kapayim Liyuchsin, that Nasias Kapayim and Yuchsin are two separate categories. And even if we don't have adequate proof to establish Yuchsin, because for that we need to aid them, but nevertheless there may be enough proof to establish Nesias Kapayim and allow them to be Nosias Kapayim. And they're not Hoba Hatalia. It's not interchangeable. It doesn't mean that if you're Nosias Kapayim ipso facto, you're a Kohen Kosher as far as Yuchsin. Because if that be the case, then since we see from Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa that Ezra and Nechemiah allowed them to continue their practices from the Gola, including Nesias Kapayim, then we should automatically assume that they're miyuchasim, and yet Nechemiah insisted that they produce a shtar yuchsin. It must be, therefore, logically, the conclusion is that ein ma'alim mi nesias kapayim liyuchsin, that nesias kapayim luchud and yuchsin luchud. And as we explained before, because nesias kapayim is only an isur, in other words, if you're not a real kohen kosher, so let's say a cholol would be nosias kapov, okay, violates an isur asay. Actually, it's technically an isur abo mechlal essay. But on the other hand, as far as Yuchsin working in the Mikdash is concerned, is a Zar who eats Kodshim is Chayev Kares for that. You know, that's a very severe Isur. And we mentioned last time that the personal status of a person in Yuchsin requires two Eidim. So we're not going to accept a lower bar, a lower standard that could be meaningful for Nesias Kapayim and use that for the higher requirement, the higher standard of Yuchsin, because you didn't cross the bar. You know, you didn't get to that point where you have enough evidence to establish the yuchsin of the Kohen. And even though paradoxically you'll ask me, but we're assuming he's a Kohen, Harai, we're allowing him to eat truma as he did in Chutz La'aretz, we're allowing him to be Noseas Kapov as he did in Chutz La'aretz, to continue those minhagim. So obviously he is a Kohen, yeah. We're saying he's a Kohen as far as what he did in Chutz La'aretz, but in Chutz La'aretz he wasn't eating Kodshim Mizbeach, you know, Kodesh Kodashim. So this is the power of Chazakah. Chazakah means that whereas on the one hand I don't have enough evidence to really permit you to do what you've been doing in the past, because now you're coming to Eretz Yisrael and we have to really investigate you, because in the interim there was such intermarriage, we don't know that you're a Kohen Kosher, maybe you're a Kohen Cholol, but yet we're going to allow you these things like Truma and Nesias Kapayim based on Chazakah. Now I would like to suggest the following. What is the meaning, what is the significance of chazakah? Normally I would say the chazakah would be some sort of birur hasafik, meaning if we don't know what actually took place and we want to clarify the facts on the ground, then the Torah says rely on a chazakah. But I'm very hard pressed here, because if this chazakah is gedola, it's so great that it clarifies the metzius, it means that this Kohen comes from Miuchasim, his father did not marry a Goyita, and he's not a Cholol, then by definition he should be a Kol Miuchas straight across the... If you have the Bira Safek, right, there was a great Safek here in terms of the Kashrus, or lack thereof, of the Kohenim who came on Aliyah at the time of this, between the first Mikdash and the second Mikdash. If you have a Safek, you have to clarify the Safek. No, if you've already clarified the Safek with this Chazakah, then by definition you have to assume this Kohen is a kosher. You have the evidence to prove that. But the answer is that chazakah is not evidence. It doesn't prove a thing. The power of chazakah rests in the chazakah of din. When I use the word din, I mean it's a legal principle or mechanics that operates, that has nothing to do with birur. There's no evidence. We have not clarified the original suffix. The original suffix remains a suffix. But nevertheless, the Torah says you continue status quo. That's not a chazakah that's logical. There's no real proof or evidence to clarify. There's no hochacha or raya. It's a chazakah of status quo. And in this case, like for example, let's say a man shechted the animal, and we don't know whether he shechted properly or not. So the chazakah tells me, chezkas behema b'chezkas b'chayev b'chezkas Yisrael medes, that what? That the shechita was possible? We don't know if the shechita is possible. It's because the behema, but rather it's a status quo. Here too also. We have to accept, Nechemiah says, that which you did until now. What you did until now is you ate truma. What you did until now is you anosias kapov. I can't take a suffix and be mafkia that chazakah. You already have a chazakah. But on the other hand, for new things that you want to act as a Kohen when you never did so in the past, because we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, so you didn't eat the Kodesh Kodashim, that we need clarification, we need a birur. And with all due respect to Chazakah, which is great, but it's not a Mavara. It doesn't clarify the Safek, it doesn't serve as evidence. The only thing that could serve as evidence is a document that's signed by two Eidim. That already is a birur HaSafek. And therefore, the only way that we can establish that this Kohen is a Kohen Kosher is when the Mashiach will come and will have access to the Urim V'Tumim, and the Kohen Gadol will ask the question about that family and will find out whether there was any admixture of non-Jewish blood. But now the Gemara is not happy with this. Okay. So Brian, I just want to tell you where we're up to. We're on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're mamish on... almost at the bottom, about to turn the page. Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. And we're up to four lines before the end of the daf, Shiny Hacha. Now, shiny hacha, the Gemara is going to say that, you know what, you cannot prove from this brisa, as Ravo would have insisted on, that ein mylin mi nesius kapayim liyuchsin. Why? Because shiny hacha, de ria cheskayhu. Now, the word ria is an active verb of the conjugation, the noun of which is reusa. Reusa means that when you have a chazaka, but after that you have a question on the chazaka. Like, for example, I checked the mikveh yesterday, and it was 40 sub, but then I know that people went into the mikveh this morning and may have taken some water out of the mikveh. That's already a reusa. If you remember at the beginning of this mesecta, we had the reusa of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. The very fact that her Pesach is Pasuach seems to be a reusa that maybe she had a relationship during Erusin with another man. And that's called a reusa on the chazaka. Here too, the Gemara insists that there's a reusa on the chazaka. And what does that mean? It means the following, that these Kohanim have a chazaka, but yet there's a reusa. Why? Because on the one hand, this is paradoxical, they are continuing what they did in the Gola, namely they're eating truma here in Eretz Yisrael, there being no seis kapeim in Eretz. So on the other hand, we don't allow them to eat Kodesh Kadoshim. What does that mean? Why can't we allow them to eat from Kodshei Kodshim? The answer could only be that we're not sure whether they're Kohanim or not. So there's a public statement here, and everyone has access to this information, that we cannot feed these Kohanim Kodshei Kodoshim because we don't know what their status is. That itself sends out a reusa, meaning there's a hecker here. It's known that there's a tzad to say that these are Kohanim Psulim. In other words, again, if you have a classical case of a Kohen and there's no public knowledge that we've placed the status of the Kohen into question mark, into deep freeze, there's no heker of a tzad psul, then ein achinami in such a case, if they are no seis kapehem, and if they eat truma and all that, we can be mile of them and assume their yichus. But here in this case, we're not going to do this mila. And why not? Because in this case, the reason why ein milah minasius kapayim liyuchsin is because there's a reusa. And we don't have to, normally we say ein milah minasius kapayim liyuchsin, we might be worried about the fact that if we allow them to be nosias kapayim, somebody's going to assume that they're kohenim ksherim. But here in this case, we already have a system of checks and balances. We have a built-in warning, a red light that goes off and says, wait a minute, we're not allowing them to eat Kodesh Kadoshim. So even though we're allowing them to be Nosias Kapayim, everybody knows, it's public knowledge, that we cannot assume that they're Kohanim Ksherim. We can't marry them off to other Kohanim that are Becheskes Ksherim because there's a heker. We know that there's some dofi, there's some question about the status of these Kohanim. How do we know that there's a question about the status of these Kohanim? From the fact that we deny them the ability to eat from Kodesh Mizbeach. And now the Gemara wants to prove that in general it could very well be that Milan Minasius Kapayim Liyuchsin, but here's the exception. And the Gemara says, the E, Lo Temahachi, if you don't agree with me that there's a hecker here, and everybody realizes that there's a question about the status of these Kohanim, and they make be Psulim, Haraya, that they don't eat Kodshim Mizbeach, is then I don't understand. Lamandi Omer Milan Mitruma Liyuchsin, came with the Achli Betruma, Osi Lasokinu. This distinction between Truma, where Nehemiah allowed them to continue eating Truma as they did previously, but he would not allow them to eat Kodshei Kodshim or to work as Kohanim in the Migdash. How can we allow them to eat Truma? Because there is such a man, the Yom, who says, Maile mi Truma liyuchsin. That's the sugi that we learned last week, that if they eat Truma, we assume they're Kohanim Ksherim. Is came on the Achli Betruma, since Nehemiah allowed them to continue eating Truma, Asi Lasukinu, then Nehemiah would have defeated his whole purpose, because they can assume, since the principle is Milan Mi Truma Liyuchsin, that they have the status of Kohanim Ksherim, and they can do the Avodah, the Migdash, Elolav, the only way of answering this problem is mishum derech eskayuk, because the fact that we don't allow them to eat kodshim, that sends out a clear-cut message to everyone that they're not becheskes konim ksherim, and no one's going to assume mylin mitruva liyuchsin. Because if they had yuchsin, then why is it that we're denying them the achil of kodshim? And the same thing applies, says the Gemara, with Nesias Kapayim, that we don't have to worry about the fact that the Nosim Es Kapayim. Why? Not because Ein Mailim Nesias Kapayim Liyuchsin. In fact, in general, we are Mailim Nesias Kapayim Liyuchsin. But here's the exception to the rule, because we know that they are Kohanim Psulim, because Bezdin is not allowing them to go up onto the Migdash and serve or to eat Kodesh Kadosh. Now we get to Chof Hei Omer Aleph.
Isn't the Reis in this case referring to the fact that there's been intermarriage? In other words, isn't that the Reis? And the Reis is not the statement being made that they can't treat her. That's not a Reis.
Well, you're right. The reason why they can't eat Kodesh Kadoshim is because of the fact that there's so much intermarriage.
Exactly. In other words, that's the Reis.
But how does that message get out to the public? We need like a vehicle. You know,
that's the next line of the Gemara.
A foghorn.
It's going to get out because people will know that they can't have true marriage.
Correct. Because Nehemiah barred them from eating Kodesh Kadoshim, from eating Kodeshim is bad.
Right.
Then the word gets out that maybe there was intermarriage there, and maybe there's chalolus and there's no kashus and yuchsin. So here's the exception to the rule where ein mylin. Here we're not worried about the people making the next step and assuming, well, if they're eating truma or if they're noseis kapayim, therefore it's a fact that they must be kodim ksherim and we're going to allow them to serve in the mikdash. We don't have that fear. Why? Because in this case, since the word is out that we're afraid of this admixture of non-Jewish blood, and the yuchsin is in question, haraya, that we don't allow them to eat kodshim mizbeach, then no one's going to be malah mi nesias kapayim liyuchsin or mi from truma to yuchsin. As a general rule, when there is no such red flag and there is no public knowledge that would block the possibility of mylin, then we would have to say the opposite. And we'd have to say that since Maila Mitruma Liyuchsin, or Maila Mitisis Kapayim Liyuchsin, as a general rule, not in this case, then we have to worry about the fact that if we allow them to eat Truma or allow them to be Nosis Kapam, we might inadvertently make the next step. Here, we don't have to worry about that. And therefore, in this particular case, there is no issue at all, or no fear at all, that there'll be Maila Mitisis Kapayim Liyuchsin. But when there is such a fear, then we have to worry about allowing them to do X if we really don't have clarification that they have full-fledged yuchs.
And isn't that a problem with the like Maronas today? I mean, they found in Mallorca, which was one of the main Marona centers,
yeah.
They opened up the archives there and they found there's I don't know how many Jews, and they've never intermarried. Not because they didn't want to, they weren't allowed to because they were called the pigs. And the Goyim went intermarry with them, and they found forth.
So if these Jews...
Right today, I mean, maybe a generation ago...
If these Jews would come to Eretz Yisrael, and the third base on the English was built, it could be that if we have real strong proof that there was no admixture of non-Jewish blood, then those who are Kohanim could serve in the Migdash. The only problem that I have is, how do you know after 5 centuries that they're Kohanim? You know, they were living as Christians. It's hard for me to believe. I don't know. Maybe there is such a thing. But if you're on my page here, I would assume that we have no clue who are the Kohanim amongst these people.
I'm not Kohanim. I'm not referring to Kohanim.
So therefore, as far as our sug is concerned...
As far as Jews, are they still Jews? Do they have to do a full...
Ah, that's a different question. Our sug is really not addressing that. Our sug has very strict standards to allow a Kohen to work in the Beis HaMikdash. As far as allowing them to be Jews, it could very well be that the fact that they didn't intermarry, and they didn't even have the possibility of intermarrying, that might be enough. You know, that might be enough.
And they didn't carry out any traditions of the non-Jews.
So maybe they were Shomer, you know, different arayas, maybe they had, you know, Kedushin. I don't know you know, what level of knowledge these people have. I have a suspicion that it's very limited. And therefore, you know, you get into issues about mamzerus over here, meaning I'm not going to question whether they're Jews or not, but I might have questions about the kashrus lekol. And therefore, honestly, I would rather consider them goyim so that they would undergo gerus and then they can marry anybody. You know, anybody but a kohen, but okay. The Ella says the Gemara, according to Man Yomer, that holds that Milan from the Seas Kapayim Liyuchsin, or Milan Mitruma Liyuchsin, that according to them, in this case, Nechemi was not worried about the fact that he would allow them to continue their Achilas Truma, their Nesias Kapayim. Why? Because Reach has Kasayu. Everybody knows that there's questions about their Yuchsin. Is my Gedola Chazoka? So what is Rav Yossi getting so excited about, so dramatic about, saying Gedola Chazoka, great is Chazoka? We don't really understand what he's saying here, because there's no chidush. He's not telling me anything new. When we say that we can allow them to continue their minog as it was earlier, meaning they can eat truma based on their chazaka, they be noses kaper based on chazaka. So that's obvious. I don't see a chidush of gedola chazaka. You know, this is a halach of chazaka, which means status quo, and.
Well, the Zaka is going up against the inner called the Ara. You know, it's going against
the Reisa. You mean?
I mean, it's going against the Reisa. The fact that we're allowing them to do that,
so even though they're not allowed to eat kutchin.
In other words, we're not going to give them that much status of being oved. You know, to be have a vote in the mikdash.
We're not going to allow them to eat kutchin.
But the fact, with all of these issues of intermarriage and all the Reisa in this case, we're still holding. We're holding on to the chazaka that they're saying that they're gone in.
Excellent. So that's the footnote I wrote to myself in the side. I don't know why the Gemara thinks that this is so pshita here. That this
unless that's pshita. In other words, yes, chazaka always wins out on a reisa. In other words, that I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Maybe that's not a chiddush. In other words, that's always the case. You don't have to point that's...
I don't know. I thought this was a gevaldik chiddush. On the one hand, we're saying they can't eat kachim. And on the other hand, we're saying they're allowed to eat truma. The Gemara is not satisfied with that. So let's see the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush here of Gedola Chazaka? Meikara, it's really a pella here, this whole concept of Chazaka, because Meikara, meaning back in the day when they were in Bavel, Achul B'Truma D'Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Meaning,
but now we're going to let them
all the Truma D'Oraisa is in Eretz Yisrael. Right. You know, that's what you call a chobas karka, it's a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Any truma outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael is only truma d'rabbanan.
So, but now they're going to have truma d'oraisa, or even
hashda chol b'truma d'oraisa.
And now we're upping the level. In other words, the chazaka is taking them to.
So why is that called a chazaka? And I really couldn't get my wrap
no,
my.
No, that is a chazaka.
No, I couldn't wrap myself around this chazaka. Chazaka means to allow the status quo.
No,
I don't know why this is called the status quo.
No, it's not the status quo. It's the chazaka that they're kohen in. But not kohen miyu. There's a distinction between a kohen and a kohen miyuchas la'avoda.
Right. So again, as far as truma, do they have a status of kohen sherim?
There's a Rambam that says that when you check, someone says there's a kohen for avoda that you have to prove. That's right. You have to go back generations to prove that you are. That until the point.
No, but I'm asking you something else, Aaron. As far as truma is concerned, let's forget about the Beis Hamikdash, forget about Kodesh Kodashim. All I want to know is truma. Are they really considered by Nehemiah to be Kohen and Sherim as far as truma is concerned?
Yes, the fact that, yes. We're not just saying status quo, we're saying you are a Kohen, but we're not willing to say you're a Kohen Meyuchas. But that's the chiddush of this chazaka. That's what's so great about this chazaka. That's what's so outstanding, remarkable about this chazaka. They were willing to say, "Yes, you are a kohen." There was even up. What? That's not.
But what? No, I agree with you. I agree with
you're
you.
Asking
I just,
why?
Yeah, I just don't understand how that works.
No, because that level of kahuna we're going to give you. The fact that you walk in, you're walking in saying you're a kohen.
Right.
You're walking in saying I'm married to so and so. In other words, that's enough. That chazaka we're going to label you as a kohen. going to Yuchas is something that...
No, but I'm saying, I'm going to label you as a Kohen.
As a Kohen, not as
to continue that which you did until
no,
now.
No, not that which you continued. Not to continue what you've done. You are a full-fledged Kohen, but you're not the status of a Kohen Yuchas.
But again, I understood the following. Why did Nehemiah say, we're not going to allow you to eat from Kashi Mizbech, we're going to allow you to eat Truma? The way I understood it was, continue your minhag. We're going to allow you to continue what you did until now.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't frame it that way necessarily. There is frame it, you've proved you're a Kohen, you have a Chazaka, we're going to accept that Chazaka, that you're a Kohen. But what we can't do is call you Yuchas. You can't do Pidyon Abed. In other words, you can't be...
But what I don't understand is, why do you have a chazak of being a Kohen because you ate Truma, when in Chutz Laaretz, Truma is only the Rabbana?
No, it's not only that. You're walking and saying you're a Kohen. By the way, that's one of the issues in Yichus of Kavuna. When somebody comes in, that's the halachas. If somebody says they're a Kohen, that if there isn't...
Okay, I don't want to get too broad. All I want to do is get by this one line in the Gemara here.
I don't know. I'm reading that.
The Gemara is saying that that there is a concept here of chazaka,
yes.
and the chazaka operates in such a fantastic, powerful way even though this chazaka was visibly truma d'rabbanan, it gives the kohen rights to eat truma d'oraisa.
Right.
And my question is, with all the respect to chazaka. But chazaka, as I said before, is not a birur ha-safek. There's a safek about your status is still outstanding. If the chazaka were a chazaka birur, then we would allow him to eat from Kodesh Kadoshim. But the answer is we don't have any birur. The guy can't produce any proof or any evidence. So therefore, in the absence of evidence, we apply the rule of status quo. And Nehemiah says, I can't be mafkia you from doing that which you did until now. That's what status quo means. But to make the jump that since you ate Truma d'Rabbanan in Chutz Laaretz in Bavel, now we're going to allow you to eat Truma d'Oraisa in Eretz Yisrael. That seems to, in my mind, to go way beyond the power of Chazal.
I'm reading it the other way. In other words, he's never using the word. The word status quo is never used here.
I only know of two types of chazaka. Maybe there's a third type of chazaka. Chazaka, the way I was trained, Mialdusi, it fits into one of two categories. Either it's a status quo, or it's a birur. Like, for example, the Gemara says in Masechet Babasra, chazaka eino de porea,
chovo tokzmano.
That's a birur.
Why not say this is a birur?
Here it can't be a birur, because if it was a birur, then we should allow him to eat kachu.
No, you could say it's birur for kahuna, but not birur on the level of meyuchas.
Is his mother a Jew or a non-Jew? Is his grandmother a mother, a Jew or a non-Jew? Meaning, if his grandfather married a shiksa, then I hate to say it, but the children are halolin. So tell me... birur means tell me what happened. Birur means to clarify the mitzvah, the reality. If you're telling me that this chazok has the power of birur, then you're telling me that there was no admixture of non-Jewish blood. Then he's not a chol.
But can't we make this distinction that birur, yes, but we still need proof positive. The word birur means that we're being mevarer. In other words, mevarer is good enough for kahuna, but it's not good enough for avoda b'mikdash. That needs another stamp on the passport. Right. There's that we can't do. There's we can say that you are a Kohen.
But I think the answer to that is that why do we need a hottest thing?
Birur only takes you so far. In other words, even the term birur means that it's birur. In other words, that's
right, but I'm saying even if I grant you what you're saying is true, why do I need a high standard of birur for Achilas Kodesh Kadoshim? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's because Kodesh Kadoshim has a greater level of Kedusha.
Okay.
If that be the case, I need a higher level of birur for Truma Dorais and Eretz Yisrael, which has the ultimate of Kedusha, as opposed to Truma's Chutzlarch, which has a very low level of Kedusha. Meaning, if your level of birur is a reflection of the Kedusha, the greater the Kedusha and the more severe the Isur is, if you're a Zar, the greater the demands of birur, then certainly I need a lower standard of birur for Achilas Truma d'Rabbana than I do for Achilas Truma d'Oraisa. That's why I don't believe for one minute that Nehemiah had in mind birur. There is no birur. It's simply a chazaka. And that's what it means, Gedola Chazaka. I think there's a Rashi here that would help us. Is there a Rashi here on Gedola Chazaka? Just 1 second. You see, the trouble is that sometimes if you look at the Masifta, you're not sure if it's his pshat or it's Rashi's pshat. Usually 90% it's Rashi. He writes here,
this reminds me,
Gedola Chazaka Sha'ada Muchzak Ba. The Ein Bezdin Yecholim Lahotzi Dover Michazkasa. That's the way I was always trained.
This reminds me of going to a Misrat Apanim where you have all the proof.
Yeah.
But if you're missing one, you know, one paper, that's what happens here. He has all the proofs except for proving that he. In other words, he's sitting there in front of the office, you know, saying here's all the paperwork, yeah. All the marriages, everything is in place except for one thing. I can't actually prove that my great grandfather was a Kohen.
Let's just see the Iboy Sam, at least, and again, the Iboy Sam is a chatzi nechama for me, but it doesn't help me understand the first answer of the Gemara. But Iboy Sama hashta nami b'truma d'rabbanan achol. Nechemia only allowed him to eat truma d'rabbanan. Mm-hmm. Now, where's truma d'rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael? After all, it's mitzvahs hatlius baretz, so Kedushas Karka generates truma d'oraisa. The answer is trumas yirakos. The other answer is Peros Ha'ilon, according to all Rishonim except for the Rambam, because the Torah says Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. So in these cases, Trumas are abundant even in Eretz Yisrael. Aval, however, but Truma Doraisa Lo Achol. There's no Chazok as far as Truma Doraisa. And I thought that the Gemara is vacillating here about how to understand Truma Darabonon. In the Havamina, the Gemara thinks, or the first answer of the Gemara, I should say, that Truma Darabonon is really Truma Doraisa, although only Darabonon, but Darabonon considered it as Truma d'Oraisa. In the second answer, the Gemara is assuming that Truma d'Rabbanan is a new entity, and therefore you cannot make this transition from Truma d'Rabbanan to Truma d'Oraisa. In any event, according to the second answer of the Gemara, it makes a lot of sense that Nechemiah had no fear that from the fact that they were allowing these Kohanim from Chutzot to eat Truma, that they would therefore allow them to eat Kodesh Kadoshim, because now the Reisa is built in. They only allowed them to eat which Truma? Truma's Yerakos. V'chi, maskina mi Truma liyuchsin, v'truma d'oraisa, the halacha that we take a Kohen who eats Truma and we allow him to be assumed to be a Kohen miyuchas for all dinim of Kohenim, that's only if we allowed him to eat Truma d'oraisa. But the Truma d'Rabbana, which is a whole new entity, lo maskinon, we will not be mala someone from Truma to Yuchsin. Now, if this be the case, then once again we're back to our original question, v'el amai gedola chazaka. You know, Rabbi Yossi is not being mechadish anything to me, because the same way that in the past he ate Truma d'Rabbanan, we'll let him now in Eretz Yisrael eat Truma d'Rabbanan.
Yes, you can say the same thing. With the Reisa, that's still considered that the Chazaka wins out. It's still a condition.
Okay, again, that question I can't answer. Right. The Gemara is not happy with that.
Right.
So the Gemara answers something else. What's the Chiddush here? The Afal got the Ikal and Migzar Mishum Truma d'Oraisa.
Right.
In other words, to allow a Kohen to eat Truma, but then say to him, oh, only Truma from bananas, but not Truma from the five species of grains,
that's a little bit
tricky.
Right.
Now, what's the answer to this? Why, Taka, are we going to allow him to eat Truma d'Rabbanan when he's not allowed, but Shum Panim Ofer to eat Truma d'Oraisa? The answer is Lo Gazrina. We don't have a Gzera. Okay, we don't have a Gzera. We're not going to be afraid that he'll eat Truma d'Oraisa. But why aren't we afraid? And the answer to that is Gedola Chazaka. What's Gedola Chazaka got to do with it? How does Gedola Chazaka remove this Gzera? If we're talking about the fear that he might be a Chol and eat Truma d'Oraisa, we're only going to allow him to eat Truma d'Rabbanan as a separate entity because that's what he did in the past. And you're telling me that logically we should be worried about the fact that he may come to eat Truma d'Oraisa. So what's the answer? Gedola Chazaka? I don't get it. I missed the whole point. Because I understood that the whole thrust of Rabbi Yossi was to give me a new insight into Chazaka and how powerful Chazaka is.
Well, you could say it's so powerful that even with this Chashash, that the Chazaka stands and we allow him to have Truma D'Rabbanan. There's another way of looking at the power of Chazaka. that we give him the opportunity to do this, even though there's hashash of getting mixed, mixing up with others.
But why would we allow that? That's I can't figure that out. Again, with all due respect to Chazak, I'm willing to fall kairim on bow down in front of Chazaka. But if there's a gzeir that he might come to eat Truma Doraisa, yell and scream about Chazaka, I don't know why Chazaka would make a dent over here. The Gemara went from one extreme to the other. In the first answer, the Gemara said, Chazaka is so great that if he ate Truma in Chutz Laretz, we'll let him eat Truma in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And somehow, magically, Chazaka has the power to take him from Truma Derabbanan to Truma Doraisa. Okay, I don't know how that works. But the Gemara says now that no, we're not going to allow him to eat Truma Doraisa. For sure he can't eat Truma Doraisa. The Chazaka was never on Truma Doraisa. No. So how are you going to allow this halfway measure? You're going to tell me somebody stands over this Kohen and supervises that he doesn't eat Truma Doraisa? How are you going to know such a thing? So let's institute a Gzera. So the answer is Gdola Chazaka. I don't get it. I don't see how... With all due respect, Chazaka is great, but why is the greatness of Chazaka such that it undermines what normally would be an appropriate gzera that fits like a glove? I can't figure this out. That's I told you at the outset. I believe that this sugya needs to be worked and reworked. I mean, but often you so do. So the Gemara now is not happy about the second answer. Ubitruva doraisa lo achul. Fuck, siv. What does it say in Nehemiah? It says, Hashem lo achlu mikodesh hakadoshim. Correct? That was our whole deal. That Nehemiah blocked them from, because they didn't have a shtar yuchsim, from eating kodesh kadoshim. Mikodesh kadoshim hu delo achul, ha truma doraisa achul. In other words, the distinction here that Nehemiah is making is between kodesh kadoshim, which means kodesh mizbeach, as opposed to kodesh gvul, which is truma. And he's not mentioning any difference between Truma Doraisa and Truma Dorabanan. Apparently, he allowed them to eat even Truma Doraisa. So how can you accept the second answer? No, he only allowed them to eat Truma Dorabanan. It doesn't fit into the Pasuk. So the Gemara says you have to reread the Pasuk. What does it mean, Mikodesh HaKadoshim? You have to put a line in the middle here, a pause between the word Mikodesh and the word Kadoshim. Hachi Kamar. Lo b'midi de'ikri kodesh, right? Something that's called kodesh. Now the Gemara is going to prove that the word kodesh refers to truma, and we're talking about truma doraisa, right? We were looking in the Torah to see what does the word kodesh mean, and the answer is d'chsiv kol zar lo yochal kodesh, which is a reference to truma, and we're talking obviously about truma doraisa, and a zar is not allowed to eat truma doraisa. That's called kodesh. So when it says that Nehemiah blocked them, shelo yochlu, number one, he blocked them from Kodesh. What's Kodesh? Truma. Which Truma? Truma Doraisa. That he blocked them. And not only that, Kodshim. That he didn't allow them to eat Kodshim. Below midi to ikri Kodshim. And in addition to blocking them and prohibiting them from eating Kodesh, which is Truma, he enjoined them from eating Kodshim, which is Kodshim Mizbeach. Dechsiv, and I'll prove it to you from a pasuk that the word Kodshim means Kodshim is Beach. It says Ubas Kohen Kitia Leish Zar. Interesting. Now we're talking about the daughter of a Kohen. In her father's house, she ate Truma. Now she got married off to a Zar, to a non-Kohen. So the pasuk says, He betrumas HaKadoshim Lo Sochel. Oh. So what does it mean she cannot eat Trumas HaKadoshim? Omar Mar. You have to look up where this Omar Mar is from. B'muram min HaKadoshim. That the word Trumas Kadoshim means the Truma of Kadoshim. What's the Truma of Kadoshim? Let's say, for example, I bring a carbon to the Mizbeach. I have to separate certain parts. That's called Harama or Hafrasha, which is called Shchaz of Ashok, and I have to give that, designate to the Kohen. Lo tochel. And now, even though she goes back to her father's house after her husband dies or he divorces her, she nevertheless cannot eat muram min hakodshim, any part of kodshim mizbeach. She's allowed to eat truma because in that sense she goes back into Beis Avia, but she's not allowed to eat kodshim. What's kodshim? Muram min hakodshim, trumas kodshim. But we see that the word kodshim means kodshim mizbeach. B'kitzur, Nehemiah did not allow these Kohanim to eat Truma Doraisa, nor, how much more so, to eat from Kodshei Mizbeach. That's according to the second answer of the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara says, no, Nehemiah would allow them to eat not only Truma Dorabanan, but even Truma Doraisa, because of Gedola Chazoka. That's how great Chazoka is. Toshma. Let's try to prove from the following Braisa that Milim and Isias Kapayim Liyuchsin. What does the Braisa say? Chazaka Likahuna Nisias Kapayim Bibovel. That if a person was Noses Kapov in Bovel, then he has the status of a Chezkas Kohen Kosher, and that's called Chazaka Likahuna. Why is this so? Just because he was Noses Kapov Bibovel. So the answer is that in Bavel there's something called a Bezdin Kavua. And what was one of the various responsibilities of a Bezdin Kavua? To be bodek to check out a Kohen Miyuchas and make sure that the only Kohanim who would go up to Duchen would be Kohanim Miyuchasim. And this is not just in Bavel, but anywhere on the face of the earth where there is a Bezdin Kavua, it's their responsibility to make sure that the Kohanim Yuchasim are Noses Kapeim, and that itself is enough to establish Yuchsin. So therefore we prove from this price that Milim and Nesias Kapeim Liyuchsin. Now what happens in Bavel if he ate Truma? That would not serve as a proof that he's a Kohen, because the Bezdin would not oversee and supervise the status of the Kohanim who were eating Truma in Bavel, because Truma in Bavel is only Durabonon. There's not such a severe Iser if he, heaven forbid, is a Zar and he's eating Truma in Bavel. And therefore, Bezdin did not make that extra effort to supervise and investigate every Kohen that was eating Truma, but they did investigate every Kohen that was Noses Kapeim. It's interesting, because from the perspective of this price, it seems like Nesias Kapayim, in the case of a Zar, is more severe than eating Truma Derabonon. So on the Richter scale, Truma Derabonon is lower than Nesias Kapayim. And therefore, if he was Nesias Kapayim, Bezdin would have to check him out to make sure, guarantee that he was a Kohen Miyuchas. Now, what about Chala? Says the price of Achilas Chala Besuria. It seems that if he ate challah in Surya, then he would have a cheskas kohen. Why? Because in Surya, challah is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Now, why is challah d'oraisa in Surya? So there's a whole long sugya about this in Masechta Gittin, and that's called kibush yochid. What happened is that David HaMelech went out and he conquered Surya, breaking out of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and that's called a kibush yochid, meaning it's not considered the kibush of Klal Yisrael, but rather as if one segment of Klal Yisrael, one individual, one family, one shevet went out and conquered areas outside the bounds of Eretz Yisrael. This is very relevant to Heintig Essentia, this parasha of Masai that we're going to read this Shabbos, which establishes the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Surya is outside the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech sent his army in to conquer Surya. That area of Surya is called Kibush Yochid. And the Sugya in Gittin deals with the following question: what's the status of Kibush Yochid? Does it engender sanctity of Eretz Yisrael? That's called Kibush Yochid. Shmei Kibush? Or is it not part of Eretz Yisrael because Kibush Yochid lav Shmei Kibush? Our Sugya reflects the, our Braisa, I should say, reflects the sheet that Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, and therefore it engenders the status in Surya of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Chala is the Oraisa. I don't know why he mentions Chala per se, right, not Truma.
Is the Chala issue? Or?
No, I don't think so.
That would affect all agriculture.
Yeah, he writes here the name of Rashi. Let's see if we can find the Rashi. Rashi's going to say that Truma has the same status as challah.
All halachos.
How come I don't find it now? Just one second, maybe he'll tell me where this Rashi is. Just give me a second here. Of course, I lost the place. He says, "For who adin shemachzikin also bekahuna im haya ochel truma shechiyuva min haTorah." Okay. Fine. V'chiluk matanos b'krochim. Here's an interesting halacha. We're talking about matanos, which is ro'al chayayim v'keva. And b'krochim, Rashi says, b'mokom shvakim shemetsuyim bo ovrim v'shavim. It's a public area. Hamakirim bo, and somebody certainly recognizes him. V'ilav the kohen who lo michtzif nafshe. He would never have the chutzpah to receive and eat Zerol Chayayim V'Keva in a public place. And in all these cases, the Brice establishes that he has a Chezkas Kohen, because otherwise he wouldn't have the Ha'azaz Pan and the Chutzpah to go ahead and do these things. Ketani Mios, amongst the list of things that establish him as a Chezkas Kohen, is Nesias Kapayim. And that's what the Brice means when it says Chazaka L'Kahuna. So what does that mean? Chazaka l'kahuna, my love, doesn't it mean liyuchsin? That since he was noses kapov in chutzlaretz, therefore we can assume that he's a kohen miyuchas. So again, let's go back to the Brisa. The Brisa says chazaka l'kahuna nesias kapayim b'bavel. Again, only in Bavel, because or anything similar to Bavel, any place that has a bezin kavua. So Gemara says lo. We can reinterpret the Brisa. When the Brisa says that Nesias Kapayim is a Chazaka L'Kahuna, means L'Truma, that we're allowed to feed him Truma. And what we're going to see from this Braisa is that Nesias Kapayim is going to serve as a Hochacha, that he's a Kohen Kosher, to allow him to eat Truma. This is what you were saying before, that we split between Truma and Yichus, and we're saying that the standards of evidence that are necessary for allowing someone to eat truma are not the same standards of evidence to allow him to eat, I'm sorry, to serve in the Mikdash or to eat Kodesh Kadoshim. He has a footnote here on the bottom that this is a reflection of the principle that we learned back in the first parak of Masechta Ksuvos called Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. And my loss of Yuchsin, you remember that the Kohanim refused to marry this girl that had a rape situation because my loss of Yuchsin. And therefore, even though we have enough proof from the Nesias Kapayim to allow him to eat Truma, but not as far as Yuchsin is concerned because of my loss of Yuchsin. So the Gemara says that I'm not happy with that. It doesn't mean that Chazaka L'Kahuna only as far as Truma is concerned. Vaha, in the case of Nesias Kapayim v'Bavel, Dumya Dachilas Chala Katani. The Brisa combines two things into one. The first thing is Achilas Chala B'Suria, and the second thing is Nesias Kapayim v'Bavel. Now, in the case of Achilas Chala and Suria, there certainly we're going to rely on the fact that this coin ate Chala in Suria, Liyuchsin, to permit this Kohen to be established as a Kohen Miyuchas. Because if you're going to tell me that we're only giving him Truma, so that would be very strange. He's eating Challah, which is Doraisa in Surya, according to this Mandi Omar, and you're also feeding him Truma. I mean, what's the difference between Truma and Challah? If the Brisa is saying that Chazaka L'Kahuna, that somehow through the Yachilus Challah we can upgrade him to something else, it's got to be something beyond Truma, and that's Yuchsin. And in the same Brisa, it says Nesias Kapayim. So since in the same Brisa, it says Achilas Chala and Nesias Kapayim, just like in the Achilas Chala means that we can raise him to the status of a Kohen Miyuchas, so too with regard to Nesias Kapayim that's mentioned in the same breath, it means to establish him as a Kohen Miyuchas. Gemara says, no, look. Achilas Chala Gufa, the Achila Chal itself is going to generate a Chazaka for Truma, L'Truma, not for Yuchsin. Not the way we understood it. So what's the Chiddush if you say that he ate Chala in Surya that now we can continue eating Truma? It's the same thing. Kosova, this price holds Chala b'zmana zedra banam U'Truma d'oraisa. And that's going to be the whole next sugya that we're going to learn in Mitzvah next time. That although Truma Bizman Azeh is the Raisa, but Chala Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanu. Maskinon, the Chiddush of this Raisa, again like the first Teretz that we had, Liel, is that Maskinon, Michala de Rabbanon, include Truma Doraisa. That if they allowed him to eat Truma Echal Drabanan, and Bezdin wouldn't have allowed him to eat Echal Drabanan unless they did some sort of Birur to make sure that he was a Kohen, then we can allow him to eat Truma Doraisa. And he writes here, he says, Im lo shebiru heitev shu kohen, hayuchoshesh in shem yavo midekach leachilo b'truma shechiyuva min haTorah shechala v'truma shneim nekroim b'shem truma. Now, once you allow him to eat challah, then he's going to automatically eat truma because they're both considered the same concept. And where do we have this shita that truma b'zman hazeh d'orais v'challah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan ki da'apach lehu Rav Huna bereid Rav Yishul Rav Bana. That's going to be Rav Huna's chiddush. Anyway, what comes out of this price is that there are three cases in which we can apply the principle of Mailin Lakuna. One is Nesias Kapayim B'Bavel, because there they have a Bezin Kavua. Number two, Achilas Truma in a place where the Truma is Doraisa. Like, for example, Surya, according to that Mandiomar, that has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Number three, if they take Matnas Kahuna, which means Zrol Chayayim Vekeva Bishvakim in public places. Those are the three ways in which we can be Mila Likahuna. Okay, we'll stop here.